All right, I'm Perry. This is In Plain Sight. To my right, star of all things Blaze TV, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele. New but familiar territory today. This, someone actually brought this dude up to me on Patreon, which reminded me we haven't looked into him. So this is a Michael Sale interview, but it's with a dude named JP, who I know...
JP Morgan.
Yes, it's a banker. I know next
He's
to nothing...
Jewish.
I know next to nothing about him except for the fact that one of the Michael Sale books that I wanted to read, but I couldn't find a bootleg PDF of it, was, I think this guy's...
It's Jordan Peterson. What do you know about aliens? Have you heard about the toll grays? They're kind of crazy.
He's going nuts on Twitter
the
right now.
The liberal left wants you to think that the tall grays aren't crazy, but they're clearly crazy.
He's just tweeting at Justin Trudeau.
The clear grays, they think a man can become a woman.
So this
it's
guy...
not possible.
Well, speaking of ladyboys, this guy did do some like secret missions in Brazil, but...
Brazil.
I think this is a Corey Good type dude... And I'm pretty sure he's...
By that we mean liar.
He's lived on Mars, I believe.
Man, imagine being Corey Good and broke.
I don't think you got to imagine. That's just Corey Good.
Well,
now.
But he's lost it all. That's different. I mean, always being poor.
He was celebrating
at least
his birthday.
At least he was rich for a time, but just being like a broke asshole.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that all that comes with Corey Good, but you don't even make money.
I mean, we've said it before, but it really is. They are homeless in spirit, and the only thing that divided them from the homeless is they had money.
Yeah.
But no more do they possess those funds.
Now they just have crippling debt and reputational problems.
I suppose we should also touch on David did say he was going to pre-record a video.
Yeah, but then the disaster happened.
Oh,
you know?
Is it the wind again?
Yeah. Dude, it was like he said it was apocalyptic.
Well, he said he hopes to record it in our timeline, present timeline today. It will be tomorrow. By the time you guys are hearing it, it'll be past Saturday. Whether or not we get it, I'm almost sure we will not. I
honestly can't tell if the wind excuse is him actually thinking there's too much wind to record, or if that's just what he says when he's like depressed and doesn't want to make a video.
So I was trying to think about this because the wind thing doesn't check out at all. He lives inside. The wind is not going to
disrupt.
I mean,
it doesn't for anyone but David.
Yeah, I've never heard the excuse that it's too windy.
There could be like a light breeze and David's like, well, I can't record today.
But do remember at a
we're going to die, girly. I'm sorry.
At a certain point in the Michael prophecies, he was saying he could control the wind by yelling. So I think maybe he's having to wrestle with the fact that he can't control the wind by yelling, and he thinks that he probably thinks he's in a bad place with Michael, because you know, if you could control the weather, that means you're ascending into the fourth or fifth density and you're doing well.
Yeah,
but now that the wind is constantly trying to disrupt the recording sessions, it probably means he has angered the gods.
Yeah, someone's mad at him.
So now there is no video for this video. So we're doing this old school. It's just going to be a talkie.
Yeah, just with minds.
Well, we are here again with JP. It is Monday, January 15th, and he has another update to share with us. So welcome, JP.
I think so, because when I was clicking through his other links, he has, like, at the very least in most videos, he just has a Zoom call of him.
Just pulled a Kerry Cassidy and accidentally deleted his video.
How you doing,
something.
Doc? It's a pleasure to be here.
Is this dude black?
I was just about to ask you that. This sounds...
That's why I didn't want to show him.
This doesn't sound like a white fella.
Can't be listening to the blacks about
this. Pleasure to bring this information out. Got the green light.
I think that's like a Dragon Ball Z black guy.
His English is too proper.
So, let's get on to this.
Alright, now what you got no plans today? There's some crazy shit going on, you feel me?
Your source for the uncensored truth regarding the human, extraterrestrial, global, and political agenda.
Uh-huh.
Click the like button and subscribe to this channel.
Please, I'll suck your dick.
Here's Dr. Michael Sale.
Boy, governor.
For those maybe that are still new to you, I'll just repeat again. I've known you since 2008. And
but
you
I bailed you out after you beat that guy at the street.
Me and we continue to communicate. in 2017, you started sending me photographs of craft.
Oh, triangle. Right. So that's the other. Apparently, this guy has photographic evidence. Now, we will not be shown this evidence, but apparently he has it.
I can't imagine having one of those pictures and be like, I'm showing this to no one.
Well, I never understand the purpose of not showing proof. Wouldn't it be super easy? Like, because everyone's going to call you a retard because no one believes what you're saying. But if you have proof, that would go a very long way.
It'd be pretty useful, yeah.
Proof is very helpful when proving something.
Yeah. It's how the words are the reason it works.
Seeing over or near MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida.
It's always in the 2019, fucking Air Force.
You joined the U.S. Army.
And U.S. Army.
You are doing missions with the Yank. Secret Space Program or Space Command.
Have you ever played you Halo?
While having regular duties within the Army. Sergeant and you're being Yank. Green-lighted. You get approval from your covert chain of command to talk about these missions, but your regular chain of command doesn't know anything about it, and they are not...
This is always something that doesn't make sense either, is they always, like, somehow they're allowed to talk about this, even though the government's upset about it.
There's some loopholes that never really get answered.
You know what they really need to do is, for the good of the community, like, three of these guys got to get murdered in their sleep.
You know, that's one thing I always give Bob Lazar's. He seemed pretty real about somebody wanting to kill him.
Yeah, well, I think that was mainly because he was, like, trafficking fucking nuclear waste. And then raided his lab. Yeah. You can't have fucking
Look,
chemical
the dude,
weapons.
The dude built a rocket car. He was a wild guy.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to add to that?
Now, the hoarding nuclear waste is what, like, a supervillain does.
You said it all.
Okay.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, when you're... Chosen, you're chosen, I guess. And I know a lot of people would agree with
I'm,
that.
I'm loving the slideshow
service
evidence of this.
And
I mean, he tried,
chosen
I guess.
To do different things that overwhelmed them and surprises them.
I mean, not really.
And never
but...
knew that it was in the realm of
Should I pull up,
real
like,
life,
Subway
you know?
Surfers or something?
And it shocks you when you go through these experiences.
Just put
and
on,
they
like,
choose
Kobe
certain people.
Bryant
you know, they fish certain people out, and we go through these experiences, and... Yeah, it's incredible,
oh,
the
great.
Things and experiences Another that some people go asshole. Through.
Right, and we need to emphasize that you were chosen because the Nordic or these human-looking extraterrestrials that have Nordic features mm-hmm. contacted you in 2008, and the U.S. Air Force in particular and other agencies were tracking those contacts.
This is also a very funny move to just realize Corey came out like 2009. He's like, I've been doing it since 2008.
Yeah.
And tracking
oh, 2009, good for him. Why?
And they wanted you to join the military, which you did after many years of them encouraging you. So it's not just a matter of you now all of a sudden coming forward with all this information.
No,
there's
that
been
is
many
what it
years
is.
Of preparation of the Nordics working with you. You having contacts with them.
Corey
you
as a contact
with the Air Force.
Yeah, really ruined
and
it for everyone.
Eventually, covert Air Force people convinced you to join the military so that you could be more tightly integrated into the world of covert operations.
Well, I was just telling
civilian,
him the story.
There were some roadblocks still.
I think this is another. One of those things, it's odd that the community develops these sort of mannerisms that are done to kind of keep the lie going. But I think this the restating gets done frequently to remind both parties, like, hey, this is what we talked about previously, and this is the story we're going with.
Yeah, they really have to rehash it like it's a TV show.
But yes, you're right. It's very weird that it's Dr. Sala explaining the other guy's life story to him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those roadblocks and all that. But they knew, I guess, that I know three languages. So
no,
I
don't.
Guess I was a good candidate
you speak
to
speaking
bring
in another
out
language
these type
right
of
now.
Information during the same time that...
I'm not getting black guy anymore either. He's got something going on, though. Cuban?
Maybe,
some sort of...
Maybe a Mexican.
Space Mexican?
Started going on with
Jose
Space
Puerto.
Wars, with Grush, with everything coming out. The same thing during
si,
the same
si,
time
we go to this,
books
babe.
Were coming out,
hey,
so
we
everything
the
was synchronized.
These are mosques. Hey, we bring back Mars rock. We make a ton of money.
You know, he sounds like every Mexican LAPD officer.
No, there's no gravity in this base, so he's a hard
it was
to move
quite
around.
Interesting.
You kind of got the flow.
It's like everything is connecting with each other. So that's quite interesting and that's quite awesome. What happened in Tampa Bay and then Orlando and then this other base, how everything is getting put together.
Well, he really knows how to paint a picture, doesn't
he? There's a lot of other people involved, but I'm kind of scared that sometimes...
Don't be gay.
Misinformation is put out there from another part of...
That's a good caveat.
How can I put this? Another part of the region... I can't say certain words, so I'm trying to be careful how I talk. I can't say the N word anymore.
How
to bring out these certain words?
I got in a lot of trouble because I kept using it.
Is there certain words I can't just say?
Apparently, our people aren't allowed to say that anymore.
Well,
it's for racial ambiguity.
Get to this latest mission, then. I mean, this is January 15. So when did you go on this mission that you want to give us an update about?
The 12th, Friday.
Okay, you want to walk us through what happened?
So we went. They called us.
I met in a chat room.
We went to this particular
place. Used AOL.
I'm kind of shocked this guy isn't getting pushed to the forefront more because he is doing what Corey did in the original Cosmic Disclosure, which is he's saying he's doing this shit in real time. He's not saying he did it in a 20 and back. He's saying, you know, fucking 3 weeks ago, whatever he's about to explain to us happened.
We got into a van, and there was four guys, and
they raped
we were
me.
There, and I saw Dan again. Dan was there.
It was horrific.
Who molested me?
Is this the mission that they were talking about?
Are you gay guy they sent us?
What was that voice he was doing?
Is this the mission that they were talking about?
I'm also an impressionist, if you're wondering. Anyway,
cool
back to my story.
Again.
That's why the language is
so
expensive.
He was there, and the two other guys, they had... type of mask, so we didn't recognize them as much, but Dan, he had just regular sunglasses and a cap, and that's it.
Just to repeat,
that's
Dan
it. He's
was
fully
the
nude.
Soldier.
Oh,
that
was all he was wearing.
Part of these medical experiments.
Just a hard dick
that you
with
sunglasses
resting
on. And he had the adjoining
and that's how
you,
I got into the Air Force.
Talked about what was going on, that whole very bizarre medical experiment.
Yeah. So we were there and we were talking about, you know, what happened in the hospital. He's like, yeah, that shit was weird. That was interesting. And so we were talking and we went with this.
Maybe part of the secret space program is the government steals your personality.
No like one except David had it.
Yeah, you're never allowed to be interesting ever again once you're in.
Van to this field and the field was an open field and we heard in the distance a Black Hawk coming in. Yeah, 60. It was coming in, and it was hovering for a little bit
that
in our location.
That's how helicopters work.
What the heck is going on?
Right. I'll try to stop pausing this, but just because I'm not familiar with this guy and how he speaks, the story we've got so far, he gets into a van.
Yeah.
The guys were wearing sunglasses and masks.
Yeah.
And they took him to a field.
And there's a helicopter.
Okay, I feel like that could have been one sentence, or maybe he's. I feel like we're missing a large portion of why any of this is important.
He's light on the importance of it.
So, from it, okay, there was a helicopter hovering over the trees.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go to our location. But on top of the helicopter, there was a black type of ship, right? And it went over the helicopter. And then it zooped up.
How does Michael Sala fall for this shit? He can't be this dumb.
I mean, I have to just assume it's because they all want to believe so bad.
Higher enough, close to the clouds, like...
Really,
like
it's like
waiting,
a child in Santa
just
Claus.
Just parked there.
Yeah, it would ruin his life.
Man, do you see that? Like, yeah, I freaking see that. That's interesting. Yeah, oh. So we all started talking about it. And then the helicopter started coming down... Little by little, softly, it was coming down, and it was getting stronger. So we lined up on the side, away from the helicopter, and the wind, it was freaking cold.
I wonder why the guy in the van was wearing a mask.
Where we're at.
If he was just driving him to drop him off somewhere.
And I'm like, man.
Probably.
Gloves. So Dan took some gloves from his book bag, and he's like, hey, here, you use my gloves. but these are combat gloves. They're not warmer, so...
Why does the story have to do with anything UFO related?
I have no idea. Well, there's a UFO. Our likeness is currently covering it up in the image, but there is a UFO on the screen in a very high-level production value.
Your hands get even colder. I'm like, man...
Oh, now it's gone.
You don't got no other ones. He's like, bro, it's either this or nothing. I'm like, all right.
So just suck my dick,
put
bro.
On and,
just do it
and
real
we're
fast,
waiting
bro.
Here. You know, we're,
it'll be over
we're dressed
quick,
up
bro.
Civilian, but military attire, but in blacks. And the helicopter landed. And then out of this Black Hawk helicopter, two Nordic beings, pale, came out, dressed in uniform. I'm like, man, they're coming out of a helicopter. Damn. And then Dan's like, hey, do you see this, bro? I'm like, yeah, I see this.
White people,
and then
bro.
The guy, the other guy that was with us, one of the four guys, he was like, hey, tell them to get over here and get away from the helicopter. So we waved at the Nordic pale people to come to us, and we're right. like, hey, over here, over here. So they pointed at us, and then they started heading.
So this happened in Florida. This happened.
Right.
The Nordics, who, by the way, do have all their own spaceships, they chose to ride in a Black Hawk helicopter,
yeah.
Which he keeps pronouncing like Black Hawk helicopter.
Yeah.
And then they landed.
Yeah.
It was a little cold.
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's
pretty much.
To us, they started, like, not running, but jogging to us.
Uh-huh.
And their English was so perfect. Like, say, hey, how you guys doing? Oh, yeah. But yeah, we just came from the freaking arcs.
Maybe it's just
yeah, they spoke so like good. You know that language we all
like
fucking
confused,
speak?
Like,
yeah, they did too.
We quarter our eyes and all.
You would also expect, you
know. Leave it to a Mexican to be like, their English was incredible.
For a guy who's been in the secret space program for, you know, like 20 years at this point, you think he'd be used to how the Nordics speak. Right?
Yeah.
Like, if you worked with a guy for 2 decades, that doesn't seem like something you would comment on when you're describing what he was like.
Yeah.
All that. And
well, can you just clarify, when you say they start talking like this, you're saying they're talking like with like a New York accent or an American?
Yeah. Like an American accent from, I don't know, like Tennessee, or I don't know what accent it was, but it was a really American accent.
He is a terrible liar.
This is freaking weird.
Yeah, he has no details.
But we looked up, the helicopter was still landed. We couldn't see the pilot. The pilot, it looked like this helicopter did not have a pilot.
Ooh, spooky.
Because we tried to see the front.
Wow.
Who was flying the helicopter, and nobody was there. And I was like, that's weird. So...
Thank you for telling us
that. That was weird. So the helicopter, it was like a drone
weird,
type of helicopter, but
super
it was a Black
weird.
Hawk. So we were like, okay, that's new. That's nice. So the helicopter took off, blew out. The two pale Nordics came into the van. They're like, wow, it's cold. It's cold here. Put on the heater. And the heater just turned on in the van.
Wow.
The heater turned on. So we kept the two Nordics inside the van.
Yeah. I'd like
these white people were cold and a heater turned on.
I like they repeated it twice as if expecting Michael to butt in with his amazement.
Yeah, well, oh, you're not shocked?
That the heater in the van turned on?
One of the Nordics, they said, oh, we're waiting for two more. So the ship that was above the helicopter, the black-looking ship, and
he's just describing his day as a migrant labor guy and then replacing the dude who picked him up from the Home Depot as Nordic aliens.
Pretty much.
The pictures of these ships.
Right?
I don't know if you got them, but I did
then
send
this
you
guy with
a picture
Tennessee
of this
accent.
Looking ship. It looked like an oval rectangle ship, right?
Mm.
And it was really thin.
An oval rectangle.
And
yeah,
it
you
started
know them circle
down
squares?
Slowly.
Yeah.
Those
and we looked at
sharp
it,
edges.
Yeah. And it was doing like a humming noise.
Minds.
The helicopter already
it's
left.
Like a whole
it took
rectangle,
off and left, and it made way for this ship to come down.
So as that ship was coming down, you saw it, you took photos of it, because that's what you sent me. You sent me 4 photos.
Please
and
show us
three of them
photos.
Show some kind of ship in it.
So the first photo that I sent you, if you look at the top corner, you
that
can
was
see
my dish.
The ship. So you see something black in the corner of the picture?
That's
the
my
ship
dick
itself, and then the other three is a ship leaving
okay. from my dick
into the woods.
I cannot believe they're not going to show
these
us
pictures
this picture.
Was not in that exact time. It was
after we went back to
the base. The ship.
Anything.
You can
really
see it like coming in.
Film
and
it with your fucking phone.
The human body is actually not a thing, but Fags. A process.
Someone needs to Charlie Hebdo that building.
This ship started
fucking
landing,
sick of Gaia.
And it never touched the floor, and it was doing a humming noise.
Let's get the ISIS boys on this.
And we felt like
use their power for good.
Vibration all over our body.
Muslim Gaia would be pretty
and
funny.
The Nordics inside the van, they were laughing at us because we were acting weird around
gets
the ship.
Replaced
and,
with
you
Muhammad.
Know, we've been around these things a lot, but every time
took me to the moon,
you go through the experience, you're always overwhelmed. It's like hitting the lottery. You're overwhelmed every time you see these beautiful, magnificent ships.
Magnificent.
You are overwhelmed. You're like, wow, this is beautiful. This is cool.
I got
this
hard
awesome.
Looking
so
at those ships.
Get so excited, but you can't just.
I wanted to have sex with those ships. They were
it.
So hot.
They put and.
You ever
done
that, Mr. Salah? Have you fucked a ship?
Part, you know. So the ship started coming down, and then. It hovered like 3 feet
when you talk about
above, right, the ground. And it was like the size of 3 or 4 minivans, like side to side, like that size and that height.
You know, as
and
the guy conducting the interview, at what point do you either edit this conversation after the fact or maybe encourage the guy to get to a part that's interesting? Because right now we're 13 minutes in to I was in a minivan. Which isn't very interesting. Normally, the alien part is what I'm interested in, not your excursion in a Ford Escort.
I mean, I have to assume he knows where this is going and is letting him go for that reason.
Or maybe he's so enraptured by all this, he doesn't want to miss any detail.
I mean, that's true.
Ship, it was like 4 feet, and then it curved and touched the ground. And then on top, a little capsule opened up. So it was a ship that I haven't seen yet. So let's put it to perspective. Okay, the ship is 4 feet, right? It turns into an angle, and part of the ship touches the floor. And then on top of the ship, the side opens. And
what?
Then two Nordic beings dressed similar to the ones that came out from the helicopter.
4 feet is tiny for a ship, though.
Came out. And they started speaking a different language. And it felt like it's like an ancient, like Greek, Greekish. Like it sounded like from Greek. I could pick up a couple words from Greek, but it was not
Greek.
Well, Greek is a language, you idiot.
It's an ancient type of
language. If you could understand them speaking Greek, they weren't speaking an alien language. It was Greek.
So that was really interesting. I love to pick up on language. I love. What
How
is
about you
music?
Pick up on English, then?
Because music is the oldest language we have on Earth, and I love languages.
Oh,
so
what a fucking tool.
I try to pick up on languages as much as I can.
Music is a
I'm trying
English,
to learn
man.
Russian.
Dude is gay.
I'm trying to learn South Korean. I'm trying to learn Greek.
I forgot what that button was. I just wanted to hit it.
Para calor.
Okay,
I'm trying
some
to
sort
learn,
Mexican,
there
right?
you go.
Like I said, Russian.
Juan Pedro.
Yeah, chupa.
So I'm picking up on different languages all of a sudden.
You
a lot.
Cone.
Portuguese, to the bank, to the beleza, Spanish, como está? You know, like I'm picking up different languages. Because the same side of your head that you use for music, right? So the same part of the brain you use for music, you also use for languages. So that's quite interesting.
Someone's got
so
to kill this guy.
So if you're really good at music,
is it quite interesting? Is it really quite interesting?
Languages. So that's quite interesting. So I started picking up their dialect.
Interesting.
And I'm like, wow, cool. All right, awesome. So they came, and then the Nordics inside the van said, oh, they're from the moon. I'm like, what? And then me and Dan looked at us, and we opened our eyes, and we're like, holy crap. They're from the moon. What part from the moon? They did not say what part of the moon they were from.
Right.
And which moon.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to share that kind of information.
They were talking about.
Of course.
So I'm thinking it's our moon.
I did.
And the Nordics.
I did notice yesterday that Cliff High said the moon was a hologram, which I don't know how he reconciles that with the fact that he said there's currently a war on the moon.
Yeah, I thought they were fighting on the moon.
Yeah, so I don't know if you have a war on the backside of a hologram, but apparently that is what's going on.
Well, that's schizophrenia for you.
They never told us. So, you know.
One day there's war, next day it's a hologram.
They start talking to the other Nordics that were there, and then the other Nordics started speaking to them in that language.
Good things have just been
white
people.
And they were so happy to each other, like they haven't seen each other for a long time.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
the story is stripping away the Nordic language. He got in a van with white people.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Well, that explains why they spoke so well.
In missions or their cousins.
You'll never believe it, these white guys.
But they seem like so happy to see each other.
It was crazy, fool.
With a Tennessee accent.
The two Nordics that were already in the van,
they were just like talking.
That were from the moon. How were they different? You describe them both as Nordics. What was the difference apart from the language?
The ship they came in, and their uniform was slightly different.
That's
it. They looked the same. They were pale.
They didn't think this part through.
As the Nordics that came.
That's only two things, dude.
Okay, and the uniforms are slightly different. I mean, are we talking about uniforms that are kind of similar to, say, Air Force uniforms?
No. It's
different.
The Nordics have their own uniform. It's more tight. They have like a shoulder. Their shoulder are shirts are like pointed off out, and then they're in.
Their shoulder shirts
similar to the ones
pointed.
We see in Brazil, but it's smaller.
This dude's retarded.
It's smaller. The shoulder
really
is not that big. It's smaller, but it's like, I don't know. It's due to their rank or something like that. The way the uniform is as well.
Well, this was a waste of time. Thanks for nothing, you prick.
You're a wee bit retarded, are you?
So think,
fucking waste my Saturday, will you?
On the uniform that protects them.
No, man, Michael's totally. He wrote two books about this fucking guy.
Radiation in space. So this
he
uniform,
he knows
when you
what a useful
it,
idiot is when he
and
sees
they
it.
Turn it a little bit to side to side. It turns to different colors. Like if it was a lizard underwater. You know when you put a lizard underwater, it
who
grabs
puts
like a
lizards
bubble
underwater?
And you
yeah,
turn it around.
Is that a Mexican saying? You
so
fucked up.
To that.
You know when you put a lizard under the water, that's why
atmosphere.
Why you like a lizard under the water? Because the lizard he freak out when he under the water.
You turn around and you look at it. It turns to
but you get out of the water, you feel good.
Different color type of uniform, but the uniform itself is like a bluish, light blue color. And
no
it's,
one cares.
It's just built differently.
He's also just
the
repeating.
Shoes
he's just repeating the information from the pictures that Corey Good has produced.
Pretty much
connected with the uniform. So in order,
literally
I guess,
the only difference
the
he said
thing,
is like,
get...
well, they had blue clothes on. So
yeah, and then the
riddle me that, Batman.
The difference between the first Nordics, the guy in the van, and the second Nordics was they had shoulder shirts.
Yeah,
whatever.
Shoes
therefore,
it is what it is. You know, it's their way
point.
Of getting dressed.
It is what it
so.
Is.
It kind of looks cool, futuristic. And the Nordics, they're like, we were surprised by the way they were acting because they act like the, I don't know if you know the Star Trek people, the Vulcans.
Of course.
They really act like that, like without no feeling and all that.
That's very
so that's quite
that
interesting.
Like
wow,
saying,
you mean like the TV show
like
you watched?
Yeah, they behave just like Vulcans. And I don't know how Star Trek got that so spot on. But the Nordics,
well,
they behave just like
how come
like
you don't see that as a problem?
The way they talk, the way they're so straight on, they're straightforward.
You know, if it's
not
these
gay
guys
at all,
that we
straight as an arrow.
Imagine for a second that this guy is telling him the truth. How fucked would we be if this is our secret army?
Yeah, we're goofed.
It's
we're
just
ruined.
A bunch of buffoons.
Yeah, just the dumbest we have to offer.
Just somewhere on Mars talking about shoulder shirts.
Picked up. There were more. Like us, you know, and we did not understand that. So we took them. They came out from the ship, and they started walking to the van, and the ship just curved, backed up 4 feet. The capsule closed up, and they just, the ship just, in the blink of an eye, went straight up to the clouds, and you can see the indention.
He also hasn't
of
described any portion of
when
a
the
mission.
Ship blew up, and
yeah.
It was,
no,
like,
he hasn't
we
described
were,
much of anything.
Holy this crap, is, that this was is like more than
just a field
3,000
trip.
Miles per hour. We started talking about the speed, and everybody started laughing about it.
Uh-huh.
It's like, holy shit, that was like really fast. Oh, that's what these pilots are talking about. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we just started talking about the ships and all that. Because the interior of the ship has a different gravitational thing. That's
not
why it doesn't affect biological
right.
bodies. And that's what's getting a lot of people in government right now, of different governments around the world. How are these
gravitational
entities
things.
Are inside, but these ships are going super fast because it has a different type of time. It has a different atmosphere.
Wait a second. Isn't that literally the second law of motion? That's why when you take off in a helicopter, like the Earth is, it's conservation of motion.
Well, but they're saying this is beyond that.
Because, like, we would all be fucked if we rode in a car if there wasn't conservation of motion. Because as soon as you press the gas pedal, you would fly out the back window if you weren't also moving at the speed of the vehicle.
Yeah, it would make it difficult.
Yeah.
It's a biological.
I guess they probably don't teach science to the elite soldiers,
of course,
who
not.
Go to space.
Yeah.
What do they need to know that
it's
for?
It's weird to explain, but I think
Jay could try.
The non-chief really explained really good about it, so that's quite interesting.
It is
about
not.
These
Please
ships
stop
and
saying
how
it's interesting.
People
You're
don't
lying.
Die inside these ships. So interesting.
That was her presentation in 2022, where she talked about the propulsion system and how. Mm-hmm.
I don't know
works
who she is.
How the
either.
Laws of inertia don't apply.
He's talking about
in such situations.
And something really interesting that I think she talked about, Elena Danan, about the cameras, right? I could be in testimony that, yeah, the cameras do not work around these ships
of
because of the gravitational or electrical systems.
You know, it's crazy that all this alien shit is evidence proof.
Yeah.
There's just, there was no way to take a picture. There's no way to bring back part of the ship. There's
part
no
of
way
the tech.
There's no way. If I ever end up on the moon, this is my solemn promise to everyone in the audience. I'll put a rock in my pocket. I'll figure out how to get one of these moon rocks back here as a form of evidence. Maybe pockets
and,
don't work on the
type
moon.
Of radiation.
No, that's pocket
that
proof. It's the gravity. There's no gravity.
If you
can't
go
have pockets.
To Japan, right? And then you
that's
go
works.
To
zero
nuclear
gravity
plant,
pockets.
And you
it hasn't been
the,
invented yet.
NASA's been trying to crack that technology
powers,
for decades.
And you turn on your camera, it's going to be grainy. Anywhere that there's a type of radiation, your camera, your electronics, they fry or they start graining up and it starts not working. So, there's cameras that do not, these electronics
I do
that we
love
have
the
right
idea
now,
that
they do not work, not unless it's from a certain distance.
Interplanetary travel, but we don't
distance,
have a camera to take a picture
take
of us doing it yet.
It's impossible.
So not even the videos sometimes work from a distance. I remember you're talking in an interview that we need those cameras that they used to use in the 1940s in order to capture these ships and all that. So...
Right, the cameras in the, you know, like the early cameras, they were mechanically driven, like the operator would have to turn a crank to generate the power. The modern cameras or cameras with electronics just didn't work. And I remember you telling me with that incident in 2018 in Orlando where
the
flying saucer
on
the craft landed and the Nordic came out and you talked. And
they
as I recall, you said you tried to take a photo or something, but your camera stopped working.
Yeah.
But only when it left.
It always happens.
And it was in the sky, then your camera started working.
I hate when I see a UFO
and
my camera doesn't work.
That's the one that showed.
But didn't he start this conversation by saying he sent him pictures, though? So
yeah, allegedly. So eventually he must have got pictures.
Yeah, so how does that...
I don't know why we're... Trees in the bottom,
like,
right?
Of course this guy's full of shit.
Yeah. It starts working when they start going out. But I tell you now that certain kind of these ships, they have a gap, right? So it's like a bubble around them, right? An invisible bubble that does not let electronics work. But certain ships have like a gap that if they're in a certain position, the camera would work. But and then when they turn, that bubble will cover the location
no
of your camera is, and then you can't record no more. So you can record on and off certain experiences. And then your cameras could work in certain parts of the ship inside.
Well, is this a Cholo
because
Wikipedia?
They have these certain
aesthetics
gaps.
Wiki.
They do use certain types of technology.
There it is, the Cholo.
That we have shared with them.
I just wanted to put his image up on screen because this is
their
what
technology
I've been picturing
and they
time
really
talk.
They really are intrigued. They're really interested in cameras and videos and how we can capture time on a device.
The camera.
So that's
so
a technology
like the camera
that only
doesn't work
humans
when the aliens
develop.
Are around.
People
their
don't
ships
seem to
don't
get
don't
it,
even
but
have
we learn how to capture time in
they
a device
kind of
and share this information.
Bounce.
So that's quite
good technology. Still kind of cool, though.
We learn how to capture light and capture time. There's other advanced civilizations out there that haven't even gotten to that yet, but they have got stuff that is more advanced than us that we like to share.
They have.
So a lot of people, a lot of ETs are interested in this, in capturing time and pictures and how, you know, wow, how simple it was to develop.
They're just fascinated with our picture technology.
Oh, he's so stupid.
Yeah,
they've traveled the galaxies, but a picture blew their
minds.
Selfies,
dude? I'm sorry,
the aliens saw those and freaked out.
It's just all mingled in with each other. So we got into the van.
We're still on Earth in a van. We're now 24 minutes into this.
With tall whites.
And he's just in a van with white people.
Yeah.
We started going to a facility, right? And we
like a correctional
parked
one, I hope.
In front of this facility, and the four Nordics came out the van. They went into this facility, and we were waiting outside, and we were talking to the driver. We were like, hey, are we done? Are we leaving?
Are we done for?
And we just started talking in the van, waiting for these four Nordics to come out. I don't know why they went to the facility, but we was not allowed to go to the facility. And we were just waiting. I was on
my
phone.
Sleepy.
There was no internet access.
I was tired, so I took a nap.
Called my wife. I was talking to Dan about different experiences that he had. He said he has been to the Arcs.
Who the fuck
is
Dan?
I haven't noticed him because he wears a protective mask.
It's a fact. In the new economy, average people are becoming millionaires faster and easier than ever before.
I don't think that's true.
Not from what I've read.
Yeah, I don't think the issue with the economy right now is there's too many millionaires.
Yeah.
The moon arc or just one of them?
Poverty.
The Atlantic arc. He went with me in a couple missions. But I didn't notice him because he was wearing a mask protecting him with his identity. Some people don't feel safe.
He has no like object permanence. I feel like if you put on a mask, I would still understand it was you. Like I don't think your face makes you.
No.
There's a lot more to it. So
I think I could get the vibe.
To show their identity. There's a lot of people that know me already. On the ships, a couple pilots that know me. I met up with a couple pilots before. I think I told you that. We have talked about certain type of missions. I have met up with even a family member that I didn't know was part of anything, and he did a couple missions.
A member of the Lota Rasa.
So it's quite interesting. So we were waiting for the Nordics to come out. We were there like for 40, maybe an hour. Waiting for the Nordics to come out. And then four people come out.
I like that they've put a van on the screen now. Just so we can really picture this in our head.
Picture an Amazon delivery truck.
Picture a Mexican fella sitting in a van. Yeah.
The guy that came in.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
First, he was like, it's us.
I'm going to write a book about this.
And then we looked at they look just like us. This is
a novel, ladies.
The Mexican in the van.
Next great UFO novel.
They were dressed like humans.
But the Mexican, he went with whites in the van.
They had jeans and khakis and boots, and they looked like us.
Okay, so it really is just cholos.
What the hell is going on here?
So they all
started talking that Greek-looking language. I was like, hey, are you guys the same people we picked up?
Well, you were hearing it, not reading it.
I was just about to point that out. Yes, he did say they were talking a Greek-looking language.
Yeah, so that's not exactly how it works in my experience.
No.
Yeah. And we kept looking at them, and then we look at their eyes, and, you know, they still have their blue eyes, but they look more like us. It wasn't makeup.
Why would it be makeup?
Short or long?
Yeah, their hair was cut short. They looked like us.
Look at white people.
Before they went in, did they have long hair?
What is... Oh, never mind. I thought I was looking at that portion of it wrong. It looked like a baby in like a bindle with a human... like
long
adult
hair.
Head.
They looked like Nordics.
Oh,
they
okay.
went into this facility.
Two sentences ago, he said they had short hair, and then he corrected that to say,
yeah, their hair was cut short.
Okay, now give
like
it
us,
a few
Doc.
Sentences.
Before they went in, did they have long hair?
Oh, okay. Before
they had long hair, They look like Nordics.
Okay, so far, a van went to his psych ward, picked everyone up, and white guys got haircuts.
Yep.
They went into this facility.
That's so funny to see. White people and be like, "Why are you speaking like English?"
Like you would not notice.
The fuck is going on?
They spoke
ETs.
It so well.
And we're like, "Wow!" But I noticed one look a little bit Oriental.
Oh, a little Asian. Okay.
They all had. And we looked at them, and then the guy driving.
Was he Asian?
I'm like, "What?"
Oh.
Yeah, we're gonna drop him off in the airport. I'm like. All right. Let's drop them off. So we went back.
This is powerful stuff.
And these guys.
Yeah, this is real groundbreaking testimony.
There's one that had a plane ticket to go to Japan, and he looked Oriental.
Oh, so Oriental is going to Japan.
It's a
I
type
wonder
of
why.
That can turn.
No aspect of what he has described so far requires space or aliens.
Yeah, maybe he was Japanese.
Yeah, maybe you're just in a van with two white guys and a Japanese guy.
This Oriental was going to Japan, and I was like, what the fuck?
These Nordics into humans. So I don't know if it's a surgery or I don't know if they get into.
Man, they're
they
trans
talking
the
about
aliens.
They get into this capsule, and this capsule is like see through. And they just.
Furious about
the capsule, they lay back and they just. It does everything for them. It changes them by the way they want to be. Dan was like next to me saying, "What technology is this, man?"
I would have been like, "What the fuck is going on?"
It was quite interesting that
he keeps
that
saying
we saw
that,
them change like us.
But it has not been. Yeah,
like if you drop them off in a mall, you would never ever realize that. They came from
they were
Asia.
White people, brother. What the fuck are
else.
You talking about?
I think this guy's just an Uber driver, and he's trying to pretend it's a spaceship.
Yeah, they're literally just white people at the mall. That's where white people go.
They contact me on my magic handheld device, and I drive them places.
I work for
the mall.
I work for a special company called Lyft.
Uber Alice.
Oh, they were my
Uber
height six.
FO.
One was 6'2". Another one was like a little bit shorter.
I pick up illegal aliens.
But they're
they
all
have
like
no papers.
In between 5'11" and
I take them to get haircuts.
6'3".
Perfectly.
5'11" and 6'3" is just normal.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's just a guy.
Perfectly.
They're just white people.
We drop them off in the airport. And their demeanor just changed. Their face turned to human, like happy.
Cholos
hey, okay,
watch Speedy Gonzalez.
Like if they knew us for a long time, and me and Dan looked at them like,
"What? Shut up about your fucking aliens! I don't want to watch this."
As I'm in the midst of applying for residency right now,
there really is reaction content for literally everything.
What kind of bird was it? Ostrich?
It sounds just like the guy. This is fucking. We found JP. JP watches Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, Roadrunner.
Oh, Roadrunner. Yeah. That's right.
Did they really go make me?
This is from fucking snap your fingers music.
I used to relate to Speedy Gonzalez. I used to think he was my uncle.
I liked it because I looked at it like nothing. But now that I'm older. And I know what racist means.
Cholo's crying racism is hilarious.
Border.
Vale.
Border?
Straight out,
They show a border with a fence.
With a fence.
And they're
dude.
Behind. They're like, we're trying to cross the border.
All right, anyway.
We're trying to cross the border.
Bye. Have a nice trip. And
is there a more racist search
Dan
engine I can use? What about DuckDuckGo?
When we were dropping the airport, it's like, this is bull.
Search is slur.com.
Why are they doing this? Why can they just be themselves? And I'm like, Dan, they're here to do a certain mission. And we know about it. Because we were sent here to pick them up and to take them to this facility and to do whatever change they need to do.
All right, maybe they had a point about the racism.
And I'm sure, Doc, that...
Oh,
everywhere.
God, cartoons used to
when
rule.
When I saw this, my whole
all our cartoons were just
brain went,
racism porn.
This is
my
who we've got in charge of the secret space
of
program.
Different kind of information and how
you
everything is clicked together.
Rat.
It could be people in different governments. It could be doctors. There could be lawyers. There could be Well, I know a lot of people have been saying this for a while. You know, they walk among us, you know, all that.
But it's true.
Couple drip drop disclosures here and there about it. But when you see it, it's crazy. You know, when you see
that the truth.
Yep.
And it changes how you think about different things. Who can you trust?
Who can you trust?
I'm not saying I don't trust the Nordics.
But I hate white people.
You know, like, they could be anywhere. So.
Well, if you think they're just white people, then yeah, they could be a lot of places.
Yeah, they are everywhere.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Differently. I knew that this was happening, but when you experience it and you see the same people change and how good they change to regular humans, you'll be surprised. You'll be.
Well, if they change to regular humans, doesn't that just make them human at that point?
I believe so.
Can they change back, or is it like a...
I touched their skin, and it's not makeup. It's skin. They look like us. Their nails.
Trying to rip their fucking face off. It's a mask, fool. It's a mask.
Yeah. So when we went back, we dropped them off. We went back, and we got dropped off, and then we went to the base.
He doesn't have the fighting spirit.
And then that's when I saw... two ships
just
fly like really fast.
Speaker.
And that's when the last one that was in the back went really fast, and I took out my camera and I took a picture of it. And that's when I sent it to you.
He saw two ships that were flying really fast.
Really, really fast.
And one of them was flying really fast. Yeah. And he took a picture that we,
that
I assume, will not be
ship
seen.
That landed.
So that was, that was the ship that had carried the two Nordics from the moon.
I don't think it was the same ship, but it was the type of ship, yeah, that carried the two Nordics from the moon or from wherever they came from.
Okay, so the photos you sent me, they are of a ship similar to the one that dropped off those two Nordics from the moon?
Yes.
Okay. And the two Nordics that came from the space arc, and they spoke kind of like colloquial American.
Yeah.
Can you say anything more about them? I mean,
he doesn't know what
colloquial
means.
How can they come from the space arc?
Not.
I mean, that's
absolutely
just more
not.
A transit point, right? They don't live on the space arc.
No. I think they came to bring information from the space arcs to other places to share
what
information.
What are the space arcs?
But they had to go to
they're really skipping out on all the interesting parts of this, because the how this guy is talking to aliens, where they came from, that would be more interesting than the tale of his crazy taxi ride with a van.
It's what I would like to know.
Fire base.
Okay, so ultimately your mission was to accompany these four Nordics. Two came from the space arc, two from the moon. Company to this
His
facility,
mission was just to ride a bus. That's all this
is.
Yeah,
I think he just got in a van.
He's just a homeless guy.
Okay,
he got
rounded
up and sent to a fucking facility.
You took me on a tour of last year. You took him there to a facility. They went in, long hair, fair skin. They come out with short hair. Their skin is, I guess, more tanned. And they're wearing normal clothes. And they just perfectly fit in. And you drop them off at the airport.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did they say anything
where
they were going, what they were going to be doing?
You know, you would think being aliens and all, if they wanted to go to Japan, they could just, land in Japan.
I would assume they could get themselves there, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably not that big of a deal to, you know, the difference between landing in America and landing in Japan when you're coming from a different galaxy.
Oh, my God, are you on phone?
We're talking about how they changed so good. So that's when they were talking about,
they
put us in this thing.
They changed so good.
Bro, they changed so
us
good.
And, you know, but they were talking about their mission.
So
you know,
good.
They
changed
doing.
So good.
How do you know their mission was
crazy?
Well, part of their mission was to tell other people about the space arc.
Their mission, when they change, is to share information with other people.
About it's what?
Yeah.
Like... the way they talked was so knowledgeable of
what they were like so smart.
They
you
were
feel
talking
it,
so knowledgeable.
Yeah,
they like knew all these words and stuff.
They were
reminds
not
me of that guy. I remember once we were on a sales call and we gave some dude a dispensary our business card. And he's like, whoa, so professional. He was blown away by the fact we had business cards.
Damn, this
talking
is
with
crazy.
Each other. They were talking out loud.
You guys are like real
about
business,
what
man.
They were doing and what they were going to do.
So when you say they're here to bring information or share information with people from other parts of the world, presumably scientists or whoever, what kind of information now, are we talking
about? Like
we're talking
could,
general information?
We
about
could turn this guy into a star. There's a lot going for him that would be great. We could really bring in the Latino audience to the secret space program. Yeah. But someone's got to start writing him stuff. He's not. He can't be allowed to do this of his own devices.
He needs his David.
It's a mixture
Mexican
of everything.
David?
But soon the public will know
David
about
David
certain things.
Let's just buy David a poncho and do this.
It's just certain things that you're talking about.
Sombrero.
That I think I can't say now. But yeah, there were certain things that they were talking about that we knew that they were visiting other places to bring information.
What's
very
the information?
Because I know there have been other cases, contactee cases from the 1960s where you have kind of Nordic-looking extraterrestrials setting up a base of operations where they blend in, you know, they're helped to blend in, and they go and share information. That was their job, to just find people and share the information to kind of help raise the planetary information level, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Quite interesting. Very interesting. And that's how that happened in the year, the 50s, the 60s?
Yeah, and are there multiple cases in the 50s? You have the Howard Menger case where he described something similar, where he was helping Nordics prepare to assimilate into American society. He would give them haircuts and he would help them
get
identities
that exact
and
same
all of
story.
These things to fit in. And there's another case from Italy in the 1950s called the Amicizia case. Again, similar thing. So sounds as though
I'm pretty sure that's the guy who wants his wife
this
left
been
him.
Going on
his
told
on him.
I believe
make all that shit up.
By the way they did it, and by the way how normal they was about it, it looks like this happens
how
every time.
Was.
It's just my first time experiencing.
They was
looking
super
at it
normal about it
firsthand
and
you know?
Spoke knowledge.
No,
I think they wanted me to know that this happened, just to bring.
I mean, they brought
bring
you
it
there
to the public. Like, be careful, you know. Well, you talk to, be careful, you know, we're around, so we don't want no negative people doing negative things.
No negative people.
You know, like they're around, you know, so.
Yeah, they're like around, dude.
I guess, be careful. Like,
oh my God.
Don't do bad things, I guess. they're all around.
Don't do bad, they're like
so
Santa Claus. They always watching.
Can I show you something
they
that kind of
when I'm
me
sleeping?
Up.
They be making a list and like checking it twice, fool.
Now, did you get a chance to ask them more specifically
of
who
course
they
it
are? Didn't. I mean, you know, people want to know. I mean, when you describe them as Nordics, that's just the physical appearance. You know, Scandinavian blue eyes, hair, fair skin look. And, you know, two of them came from the moon and two came from the Atlantic
Space. I had already forgotten the part that two of these guys were from the moon because it didn't factor into the rest of the tale at all.
They really glossed over it,
to be
honest.
It was just two guys from the moon who got a haircut.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the questions is, are these Nordics extraterrestrials from another world, from other worlds?
I mean,
are
they from
the, you know,
moon.
Earth?
That's got
did you just
people
say that?
Would like to know, are they Pleiadians? Are they Syrians? Are they Andromedans? That sort of thing.
Jewish.
It's more like we always had a feel like a firm Pleiades. That feeling.
Yeah.
So you just have the feeling they're from the Pleiades.
Yeah.
Ones,
but you didn't ask.
The ones that you've been in contact with since 2008, I mean, you have a feeling they're from the Pleiades, or did they ever say where they're from?
No, they never said where they're from.
Oh, I think these white people are from the Pleiades, fool. You're from Arizona.
How? That'd be very funny. It's just a normal guy. He's just never bothered to ask. How? Look, Michael. What are you doing, bud? What are you doing?
Yeah,
this
is a real failure of an interview.
This is pathetic.
Yeah.
And this is his guy. This is like his insider.
Not great.
The way people describe how Pleiades are, you know, they act similar to it. So
white.
Really, really, Doc, I don't know where they're from.
Yeah,
but they're
up,
not.
Doc?
I don't think they're from the inner Earth.
Like, what's up, dog?
He's Mexican bug.
Integrated into the inner Earth or onto our planet and mingled around with us, yeah, for thousands of years. But do not think that they're from planet Earth. I think, yes, they do come from somewhere else.
I put my finger in his gun in the barrel, bent back, and shot him.
It
was rather comical.
Do you want to share anything about what it was that they said?
Discover something in the space arc that they want to share.
No, I'm good. I don't think this public interview is the time to be speaking about.
Do you? You want to share anything?
That's the only location I know. But the other ones, they're probably staying in the States or going somewhere else. I don't know. But there's one that turned Oriental looking. So, and he was talking about Japan.
One turned
so
Asian.
I understood that. He was going to Japan.
He really wants us to know
so they're
that
all
there was
going
an
to
Oriental
location.
Going
they're all
to
connected
Japan.
With each other.
Calling a guy an Oriental in 2024.
They have devices that connect them with all each other. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's called a phone, you fucking retard.
So they any these touch screen devices. You want to say about this
particular they were typing
mission?
These numbers.
Oh, Jesus.
It was
what village are you from?
To see this?
The one where they fuck donkeys.
I think for some people it would be nerve-wracking to see a situation like this. But I think they're here to help, Doc, you know.
Right.
I don't think they're here to confuse. Well, yeah. It could confuse people when you see them turn into human beings and all that.
Yeah,
but
especially when they turn Oriental.
They can't be themselves yet. They can't show themselves yet. You know, so there will be a time that, yeah, they're going to be walking among us and we're going to see these people walking around
something
us
interesting.
With technology that we never knew existed. So,
can you explain how
they've got a
you
hole
were
in my head.
Tasked this
mission. It hasn't affected
phone call
my thinking at all.
Did someone
tell
I think
you that
physically
shot me,
be
dude.
At a certain location to do this, to do that?
Gun.
And was there any debriefing?
I look Oriental.
There was no debriefing.
That's why my eyes are so
there was nothing like that. It was a type of task. And yeah, it was just a task.
It was a type of task, and yeah, it was just a task.
Hey,
but he didn't do anything. He didn't drive the van. He didn't give him the haircut.
We got into
the
van.
He didn't fly
the
ship.
We went to this location.
He just
sat
in the van.
The rest happened, you know.
UFO insider.
I don't know if it's okay for you to maybe explain how the process happens. I mean, you got your normal regular army duties.
I
don't come up to you and
I
say,
really
hey,
hope this
JP,
guy's not in the army. We're going to end up with another fucking fourth hood.
And they're part of the covert branch.
The Oriental guy told me to kill
everyone.
He told me to break into the armory and steal the gun.
I'm going to steal a tank like San Diego.
And then go shoot my commander.
Yeah.
Okay, so you recognize when you get a text message from a particular phone number, this is part of the covert missions. Okay, so you
no, it doesn't say cover missions. It doesn't say nothing like that. It just says a certain number,
missions.
Certain code that we know.
I see.
And
so
that's
the top secret army
number.
People text
so after
his
the mission,
top secret message.
Yeah,
to get in the
green
phone.
Light
it's
the
always
light
good to put it in writing
from someone who's a kind of more senior official in this program.
It's because I'm bothering. Sometimes I don't like to keep stuff like that to myself.
Man.
So
whatever mind wipe they did on this guy worked
to
too well.
Yeah, they went overboard.
They wiped him too clean.
They made him retarded.
You can talk about it, but don't say certain things. Just say this and that. You know, he's like a coach type of guy, you know, and tells you what to say.
He never knows who
say,
someone is. It's always a type of person.
Type of person,
okay,
a thing.
So we know he's an officer. He's
he's
like
a coach type of guy.
We can describe him as your handler, that you know you stay within
handler.
The parameters that they set for you being able
she's
to
a funny woman,
reveal details of your missions,
Chelsea
but not
handler.
Too much that
my favorite female
get
comedian
you in trouble or expose too much about
bit of a cunt
the covert leadership.
Yeah. Okay. Quite,
I see
you've
you
know,
knifey spoony.
I know a lot of people will know what I'm talking about. That here.
What else do I?
This program, you know, and hear this interview that they'll know what I'm talking about when I say that you can't say certain things because of national security.
Well, I think
reasons,
you just can't
you know?
Say things.
But there's
I
some
think
things
you're
that
illiterate.
We can't
just, the issue.
I can't say the N word because of national security.
Somebody hire.
He's a threat to the country if I call people a hard
but
R.
Yeah, I think.
My coach guy said I can't do that.
They threw away my hard R.
That's a lot of information. I think that a lot of people did not know.
One step above Q.
About these ETs. Looking just like
I don't
us,
know why
you know?
I was thinking about this earlier.
Well, yeah, that's
I was thinking about just becoming a racist version of the Burger King. So I'd just be shirtless and jacked everywhere. And then I can't say the word, but imagine another word that ends with ER and my name is the That King. It's just me shirtless.
Which is deceptive because you're not black. You just use the word.
Yes, to exactly. assimilate into human society. That
people would think you're black and they're like, oh no, he's racist.
About, you know, from the 50s and the 60s where contactees and private individuals were helping the Nordics assimilate. But you know, now we know that there's an actual, an official assimilation facility at that base.
That's
that,
one of your ancestral tenets of living is saying is calling people the N-word.
And I'm sure
you got to tap
like
back
in
into
JSIC,
your ancestral roots
there
and call blacks the N-word.
Your
JSIC stands for Collective Informers Connection. That was how
they want to disconnect
Orlando
you from the N-word,
October,
but you got to get back to
there,
it.
Secretly,
you
and
exercise with my
weight. There's
going to
be another one in 2024. that's going to be in Denver, Colorado.
Tap
we
back
can't
in
say
with the spirits
about that at this moment, but
under steroids. it's still very
there,
important.
There's some of these things were there at JSIC. That's good.
Yeah, there's a couple different characters that we met there. That was quite weird, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's
okay.
quite something
well, I guess
with
there's
you.
Been some development. Now, you
I don't
have
think there's been
an
any development.
Instagram account that we
oh, that's
are
the development.
Announcing
he signed up for Instagram.
Where you can
Instagram.
Post directly
you
information
nudes.
That you find pertinent. And,
do you want to talk about
so
your
you
OnlyFans?
Talk a little bit about the Instagram account you
What's
created and why you created it?
Sure,
that's
to connect
super
with people.
Big Mexican
after
homo 2021.
This, you know, beautiful interview. People can connect with me over there on Instagram.
At?
And it is me. A lot of people are asking, oh, is this the real JP or is it somebody else? No, but it is real me. JP.missions.
JP.missions?
I'm there. Showing love to everybody because that's what we need to show right now. You know, love and share positivity to everything that we do. You know, and I think the time has come for me to do that, you know, for me to connect with beautiful people. And,
is that him?
And people that have been through similar
probably.
Things that I have been through.
Wow, he looks exactly
so,
like I
yeah,
expected.
I think this will open up doors for other people that has been going through the same thing I have been going through.
They
removed we're all,
me from JP.
Sooner or later,
missions.
We're going to be coming out, you know, all at once, you know. But, yeah, I'm there on Instagram, and I'm doing a... Also, a YouTube account, but I'm not going to post no videos there, not unless it's going to be more in the future.
Oh, that's solid.
When
man.
I use a YouTube
why
account.
Is he, oh, he's blurred out his
but
face.
The Instagram account
yeah.
I'm using
oh,
right
that's
now.
Why there's no video. And, he's trying to remain
yeah,
anonymous.
I'm there for any questions, for anything that you need to know about the interview that we had. You can ask me there, and I'll briefly answer you back.
Okay, great. Well, that's very encouraging. So any final words you want to say to our Portuguese-speaking or Spanish-speaking friends?
Sure, sure. Muito obrigado por
seguir
me no Instagram. JP.
For those not watching, I just commented on his Instagram. And said, I think you're telling the truth because nobody lying would be this boring.
Informação em
Exopolitics. He really has a knack for it.
Dr. Michael Isala.
Michael Lissala.
Aí tá todo meu informações. I got a link in my Instagram page to connecting to Dr. Michael Sala as well.
Mm-hmm.
Também tenho uma conexão.
This really is a Mexican who is shocked white people spoke good English.
Yeah, wait, why is he slipping into Spanish now? Why?
Yeah, Michael he's
Sala
regressing.
As well. Também tenho uma conexão.
Também.
Link.
Also, I have a connection.
Que a gente pode... Ir para lá, Dr. Michael Sala, e ver
is he saying that for his Mexican listeners?
Now I'm going to talk to the Spanish-speaking people.
Oh, okay.
Hola, para todo que está
yeah, you're supposed to say that before you start speaking Spanish, though, bud.
Well, also, when you started speaking Spanish, I figured you were talking to the Spanish speaking people.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I was able to do that map.
Y los países que hablan español.
Yeah.
Gracias por seguirme.
Yeah, burrito taco. I get it. Yeah, All right, enough of him. Wow.
Well, that was fun.
Another shocking insider tale.
The state of the UFO community.
Right from the heart of the secret space program.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not great.
How do they keep getting worse?
Well, because we had the best. We lived through the golden era. It's all downhill from here.
The thing is, you're lying, so make it interesting.
We're never going to get a David again.
There was no point in that story. Like, it was already unbelievable that two guys from the moon came down to hang out with him. Why would you not then do something interesting instead of getting a haircut and you drop him off at the mall?
Yeah. I mean, look, we had Michael Jordan. Now we're waiting on LeBron.
He couldn't have fought a group of reptilians or traveled to the center of the earth or something.
Nope.
A haircut, a trip to the mall, and an Oriental guy.
He went to the mall with white people and a Japanese.
And they dropped an Oriental guy off at the airport. Yeah.
And he seemed very shocked by Japanese people for some reason. I don't know why Asians surprised him so much, but he seemed to be profoundly astounded by Asians.
Well, there the tales from a cosmic Uber driver.
Yeah,
wow. What exciting material.
Remarkable story. Good job, Dr. Sala.
All right, patreon.com/hiddenplainsightpod. We're going to watch Australians do meth on the Patreon.
Nice.
At Hidden Plainsight Radio on Instagram. You are at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We're at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Until next time. Hootie hoop.
Mamba out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.